Welcome to your five for today. A jobless man applied for a job as a cleaner of a large firm of solicitors in the town. He was referred to the human resources manager, who told him bluntly, "Clean the floor." The man picked up a mop and set about the task with vigour. Seeing the way that the man worked, the HR manager was impressed and says, "OK, you have the job. Fill out the form." Reading through the form, the man said, "It asks for my phone number and email address. I don't have either." "Oh," said the manager, flustered at the deviation from what he considered normal. "If you haven't got a phone or email, then we can't employ you. We are paperless here, and that's the only way we can contact you." Feeling amazed, disappointed, and a little bit annoyed at the inflexibility of this large, reputable firm, the man left and wandered down the road. He was feeling totally dejected, with no job and just a few pounds in his pocket. He walked for a long time, until he ended up outside the town limits in the countryside. There he saw a sign, "Pick your own apples." Going into the orchard, the man picked as many apples as he could carry and paid for them. Then, walking back into town, he went round the door selling his apples. Within half an hour, he found he had more than doubled his money. He repeated the process several times that day and went home very tired, but significantly better off. Every day that week he did the same thing. The following week, he found a barrow and increased his turnover. By the time the apple harvest was over, the man had a significant amount of money. From then on, he started researching wholesale suppliers of fruit and vegetables and set up a regular delivery round, selling only the freshest and best. The cart was replaced by a van, which eventually grew into a fleet of vans with employees wearing the smart business uniform. Many years later, the man owned the largest fresh food retail business in that area and was looking at retirement. He decided to sell his business, and while chatting to the potential purchaser said, "Do you know, I started this business with just a few pounds and no phone and no email." "What? You built up your business with no phone and no email? Just think what you could have been if you'd taken the trouble to get those things." The man paused and replied, "Oh, I know what I would have been. I would have been mopping the floors of an office." As I heard this story, it struck me that often it's not what we possess that's important, but who we are. Sometimes people get the wrong idea because of prejudice or preconceived ideas. Probably the greatest example of this is found in God's own Son, Jesus. To the world he had nothing, was nothing, and was despised and rejected of men. But he came to build not a thriving business, but a church made up of needy people whose lives he changed through his life and death. We all enjoy a story when a poor person makes a success of themselves. But greater by far is the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, who, though he was rich, for our sakes he became poor, that we, through his poverty, might become rich.